Ladies and gentlemen, fans and followers of all ages, it's time for the Battle of Centuries to take place. The stage is set for a showdown that will go down in history, a clash of titans with a legacy that spans millennia. Without any further delay, let me introduce you to the contenders. In the blue corner, weighing in with the timeless power of faith and unity, we have the body of believers, the ecclesia, the body of Christ. With Christ as the head and the Word of God as their guiding light, they are the true champions of spiritual warfare. And in the red corner, standing tall with a facade of brick and mortar and led by the pastor, we have the modern day church, the American idol, the fan favorite of today. They are the embodiment of contemporary religious fervor. Without delay, let's get ready to rumble. This looks like it's going to be a David versus Goliath showdown, with the timeless truths of faith facing off against the modern complexities of institutionalized religion. Who will emerge victorious in this epic clash of ideologies? Stay tuned as we witness history in the making. As we step into the ring of worship, our senses are immediately assaulted by a whirlwind of physical elements that echo with centuries of tradition and symbolism. Like a skilled fighter, we navigate through towering buildings adorned with stained glass windows, evading the dazzling light that streams through them. We dodge past flickering votive candles, their flames flickering like adversaries in the night, and we confront the solemn presence of religious artwork, each piece a challenge to our convictions. But our battle doesn't end there. Beyond the physical onslaught lies the internal structure and practices of worship, a labyrinth of governance and finance that demands our attention. Like a seasoned warrior, we maneuver through intricate systems, grappling with liturgical practices and doctrinal principles. Every decision we make is a strike against the forces of stagnation, a commitment to preserving the teachings of Christ while adapting to the needs of our congregation. Yet, even as we fight, we are not immune to the challenges that assail us. Conflicts erupt like sudden blows as interpretations of scripture clash and the role of man-made laws comes into question. But we stand firm, our resolve unyielding, ready to face whatever challenges may come our way. For in the arena of worship, every move we make, every blow we strike is a testament to our faith and dedication. And as we continue to fight, we forge ahead ever closer to victory. The first century practices and assembly. In the heat of the battle, we find ourselves transported back to the first century, where believers maneuvered through diverse settings like seasoned warriors on the field. They darted from synagogues to private homes, evading the constraints of hierarchical structures. With Christ as their ultimate authority, they faced off against the forces of tradition, grappling with the tension between grace and Jewish laws. Their struggle reverberates through the ages, echoing in the clashes of doctrine and tradition that define our modern-day conflicts. In community life, amidst the chaos of the battlefield, early Christian gatherings pulsated with a vibrant sense of community, each member moving with the precision of a well-trained unit. They rallied together, offering mutual support and sharing resources like weapons in a siege. Scriptures served as their battle cries, inspiring them to live in harmony and extend hospitality to all. Today, their legacy serves as a rallying cry for inclusivity and compassion in the face of adversity. The stick and move of house-to-house gatherings and public meetings, from the intimate confines of homes to the bustling arenas of public squares, early Christians surged forward with unwavering conviction. They launched attacks on societal norms, sharing the message of Christ with fervent zeal. These gatherings were more than mere meetings. They were battlegrounds for spiritual growth and societal transformation, leaving a lasting impact on the world around them. We cannot neglect the similarities of the head of Christ. The body displays its action of activities in houses and public places. Like a commander leading from the front lines, Jesus' actions reverberated through homes and public spaces alike. He moved with purpose, bringing healing, hope, and transformation to all who crossed his path. His presence was a beacon of light in the darkness, inspiring his followers to emulate his ministry and continue the fight for justice and redemption. You can see the results by the functions of the body displaying its cohesiveness. In the midst of the fray, the metaphor of the church as the body of Christ emerged as a rallying cry for unity and purpose. Each believer played their part part with precision, utilizing their unique gifts and roles to advance the mission. Together, they formed an unstoppable force, driving forward with unwavering determination. Being able to withstand the test of time and the blows from every angle, the gospel of Christ and sound doctrine still stands. As the battle rages on, the proclamation of the gospel rings out like a clarion call, rallying believers to arms. Grounded in sound doctrine, this message serves as a sword against the forces of darkness, inviting all to partake in the redemptive work of God. The staggering effect of attempting to observe the law is not suggested. Yet amidst the chaos of conflict, the early church found themselves locked in a struggle between grace and legalism. Like warriors caught in a web of deceit, they fought to maintain their integrity in the face of adversity. Their struggle serves as a reminder of the importance of discernment and humility in the heat of battle. As we stand amidst the aftermath of the battlefield, sweat dripping down our brows and hearts still pounding with the rhythm of the fight, one thing becomes abundantly clear. While the trappings of worship may shift like sands beneath our feet, the essence of faith stands as an unyielding fortress in the storm. But the battle is far from over. Join us next time as we dive deeper into the fray, exploring each of these biblical points with the ferocity of a warrior honing their skills. Through a series of multiple short videos, we'll dissect the ancient truths and unveil their modern-day counterparts, revealing the ongoing struggle for truth and righteousness. Until then, steel yourselves for the next round, for the fight for faith is relentless, and only the steadfast will emerge victorious.